so that's significantly less than what they were saying before, and I am A-okay with that.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Paul, who doesn't care that the intro is running, but just kidding, it's actually brought to you by Security Unlocked, your new podcast from Microsoft focusing on artificial intelligence and machine learning and security. Check out those links in the description below.
Just so people know, you know, you start the thing. I'm not even looking at the thing. I don't even know you started. I'm sorry.
Look, all I'm saying, as soon as the call connects, it's fair game for the podcast to start at any given moment. I got to keep Paul on his toes, you know. It's good for the brain, right? Agile.
Good for the brain. It's like doing a crossword puzzle, except dumb. Anyway.
For everybody who's been holding their breath about Windows 10 21H1, trying to learn all the ins and outs and the final DOS details, Microsoft finally came out and put a stamp down and said it's happening in the spring, and there's three updates. And
here's a major list of all the new features. Yeah, this page intentionally left blank.
I think all features relate to Windows Hello cameras or something like that. It's bug fixes and fine.
Exactly what I want.
Yep, I have no problems with any of this. None.
Yep, I agree.
So
that buys me not quite 6 months, but months now. Because I don't really have to worry about the book, you know?
Oh,
I
mean, that is nice. I'm
still updating it for 22, actually. But, I mean, it's, you know, it's good.
It's nice. Kind of like FPS boost, very articulate name. I like the product name because you know exactly what you're getting.
I don't even understand why they branded this, right?
Yeah.
Like, all they need to say is, you know, they could just come out and be like, that's just an improvement, right? Like, they have this series of backward compatibility improvements that you get when you go to the Series X or S. Auto HDR is another one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
Somebody looked at it and said, look, we have some technology. Mm-hmm. It does something. It's a brandable moment. We can put a little icon on the game when it boots. And yeah, we're going to run moment.
So. I suppose... I just, you know, for a long time now, it's been obvious, like, the backward compatibility stuff is such a huge benefit to the Xbox platform. It is interesting how they really stepped it up in this generation with not just letting those games play, but making them better, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting. And without any impact on the developer or the user, really, other than the good stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really is. So, anyways, it's actually available now on some titles. They didn't really make that super clear. Like, they said it's coming with an update. But what I think is actually coming with an update is just the icon that says it's enabled. Like, I'm not even kidding. Some of the titles, there's only four or five games they mentioned.
Yeah, but I think, and they're not, there isn't one I could pick out off the top of my head where I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah. UFC 4?
Oh, no, that's not true. I'm sorry. I'm mixing this list up. Dirt 5 is in there.
Yeah.
Sorry. Actually, there are a couple of really good ones. I apologize for that. I was thinking of the list of games they added touch controls to actually starting today on xCloud. It was a list of also five or seven games or whatever, and I was like, I don't recognize any of them.
Yeah,
just so you know what I screwed up there, because actually the list of games they are enhancing with FPS boost is pretty good.
Just keep digging.
Just scaling it back from the cliff, Brad. See what can happen. You know, you make a mistake and you just admit it and you move on. That's good policy.
Yeah. In other news, Paul and I are rich. All we got to do is move to Australia, which I think is on the agenda.
We'll solve all our problems.
You'll solve.
How far away is Australia? Australia is basically like halfway to the moon, right? Like, right from here?
I have been to the land down under. It is far away. It's a 24-hour flight from, or 24 hours of traveling.
New Zealand, not Australia, but yeah, it's... gonna cross a lot of water.
Yeah, you gotta, and then you land, and they all still speak English, and it's all just,
yeah,
like
you felt like you're like, I just, right, I arrived in British Columbia somehow.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. When we got there, I remember we came out, it was like a Whopper or Burger King or whatever is like the first thing we saw. I'm like, oh great, like,
yep.
Anyways, thanks to our friends down under, we will attempt to offend you a little bit more. As the weeks go on.
We shared a joke about Brad and I living Fonzie style over Kyle's garage. I look forward to that.
It will be fun. You know what's not going to be fun, Paul? I didn't tell Paul we were going to bring this up, but we have to. Episode 1000.
That's right. Less than a week away.
We need to get that going. Do you want to explain how our lives are going to end?
I feel like a big chunk of our professional life together has been us stupidly opening our mouths and then committing to things. And that this falls under that category, right? In other words, in our pre-BWW lives, you and I would, you and I or any human beings, you know, could just, you'd toss around ideas, you know, you're just talking. But somehow at our company, those things become policy and then requirements, like this podcast we're doing every single day. Well, continuing the theme, you brought it up. You said, hey, 1,000th episode is coming up. Is this something we need to, you know, not celebrate, but do something? We need to do something. Yeah, well, that's what I said. I said, I have an idea.
Lights dim.
What if we celebrate it by taking the next 1,000 days off? But actually, no one liked that idea. That one didn't become policy somehow. So I think we left the meeting without any clear idea. Or did the idea come up in the meeting? I guess it came up in the meeting. No, it was later. Who thought of this? Do you remember? Was it me or you?
Might have me. I don't know. That's something I don't...
I don't remember who thought of the idea.
Yeah.
But then I think... I know I put it over the top, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So anyway, the idea is this. Why don't we have our wives do the podcast together instead of Brad and I be our wives?
Yeah.
You know, that might be kind of funny or interesting or something.
Terrible thing.
Yeah.
At our own.
Now, of course, how do you go to your wife and say, hey, honey, next Tuesday.
Several thousand people are going to be watching this. So
you know, Brad and I talk to each other every day. we've certainly developed a,
yes.
a thing.
Our wives met in Hawaii.
Yeah, so we kind of left it at that at the end of the meeting last week. And then I was kind of thinking about it. I think I went to you first and I said, hey, what do you think of this? You thought it was a good idea. And then I mentioned it to my wife and this made her feel more comfortable about doing it. But it was this notion that we could probably create a forum post, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And it could be kind of an AMA type of thing for them, right? So that people listening to the show or reading the site could ask questions that they will attempt to answer. In a short 7 to 15 minutes, because we usually kind of mail it in, and I would expect that our wives will as well.
Yeah, I would expect nothing less.
So, did I explain that correctly?
Yeah, I mean, the short version is you can ask our wives anything about us, and I guess whatever, we'll see how this shakes out. And then they're going to do the next 1,000 episodes. That's what part that Paul left out. They're actually just taking over the show and pulling it.
Right. Well, no, but that's in keeping with how our company works. Of course, that's the point. Like, you agree to do something and now you're doing it forever.
Yep.
So it's just within the tradition we've established. Yeah. I'm going to ask your wife a question. And my question is going to be something like, is it true that Brad sleeps in a car shaped bed? What? Does he wear a onesie when he sleeps
knowledge.
In the bed that I know he has?
Yeah. At least it's got a good steering wheel. Wake up in the morning and go, beep, beep, yeet.
Yep. That's Brad commutes to work in the morning. Okay. I'm sorry.
As you can see, we set high expectations for our wives to record their episode. And we'll get those questions up. I think the questions kind of came out of a need because, well, Paul and I do this, and we have mastered the art of shooting from the hip on multiple occasions.
Yes, you could say
that. It is a little bit. There is a skill set to being able to just turn
on. My wife interviews people regularly on the phone and actually now on Zoom and stuff like that too. I'm not sweating, by the way. It's snowing. Mm-hmm. It's a weird place to sweat.
Sweating from the collarbone.
No sweat. My collarbones are really, really wet. I don't know. Does your wife do any of that kind of stuff? I mean, she's
on calls all day long. I mean, that's.
Yeah. So, okay. So, I mean, it's just they, know, like that. They know how to talk to people. Yeah. I mean, how hard could it be? I watch YouTube videos. I can tell you people with no talent at this at all are making videos every day. Every freaking day.
It's not hard. You just got to press the buttons. And
Don't worry if your co-host is looking or knows that you've started. It's fine, you know.
Yeah, anyways, today's podcast is brought to you by Security Unlocked. You can find links down in the description below or go directly to securityunlockedpodcast.com.
Are we still going or are we done?
Oh, I think we're done.